Well, normally people would be donating toys in person in the lobby this time of year at Riley Children's Health. What is different this year? And of course, we know that coronavirus has caused it, but what is different about the donation process this year?
So the donation process is such that we have set up a couple of online wish list options for all of our fantastic donors and supporters, where they can choose the items that we are most in need of and ship them directly to us for free. This keeps them safe and prevents us from having any issues of people coming to the hospital. We want them to be able to stay in the safety of their own homes and communities.
And how would I find that if I were going on Amazon?
So you can search for Riley Top 5, or you can search for Riley Toy Room.
Okay. And so I was looking at this graphic that you guys sent out, and on the graphic were the top 5 items on the wish list. Can you talk about those top 5 items?
Absolutely. So the items that we are in most need of this year include baby dolls for our kids that are between the ages of 0 and 3, which promotes their play. We are also in need of craft kits that are for all ages, which allow kids to be engaged in that creative expression while they're at the hospital. We are in need of items that are appropriate for our infant and toddler patient population. So those are light and sound kinds of toys that will allow the kids to grow and develop and play with the caregivers that are in the hospital with them. We are also looking for items that are the vehicles and trucks, the larger size cars that again can promote that active play and engagement. And then the most top requested item that we are out of right now are Play-Doh sets. This is something that kids of all ages, even my age, enjoy spending time creating things out of Play-Doh, and it's just a great way for our clinicians and staff members to connect with the kids at the hospital.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that likes playing with Play-Doh.
You're never too old to play with Play-Doh.
What about this big Barbie donation?
So we started with the Barbie donation, and originally that was on our top 5. And we have taken that off our top 5 because within 2 days, we received orders placed for over 2,500 Barbies. So well over enough to stock us for an entire year. And we are so grateful.
That's a lot of Barbies.
It is a lot of Barbies. We are finding all kinds of places to put Barbies.
So I want to ask you this because you are the head of the Cheer Guild, and this may be a very broad question, but how are the kids doing? How are they dealing with the coronavirus right now when you go and see them and everybody having to wear masks and take all these extra precautions?
You know, we have actually been really surprised by the resilience of these children. When they have been told that this is to keep them safe, they have really taken it in stride and almost been more easily adaptable than the adults have been. Our staff members have taken special steps to make sure that kids feel safe and warmly welcomed by putting pictures of themselves on big tags so that kids can see what their faces look like without a mask on. And they really just have trusted our team members to keep them safe and have, again, really been role models to the rest of us on how to be able to kind of roll and go with the flow.
Well, is there anything that I didn't ask that I should have?
So we have a website. It is RileyCheerGuild.org. You can go there anytime for up-to-date information. And we do know that some community members have already collected items and that they would like to be able to bring those to the hospital. If they give us a call at our main number, 317-944-8000. 1-800-705. We will be able to help them work through a scheduled delivery, but I do want to let people know that we are not able to accept items directly in the front lobby. But again, if they reach out to us, we will work with them to get those items to the kids.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your support in getting this message out to the community.